Matt, you know what's even better than being good? Being bad.
Do you have a burning need to be evil? Then listen up, because tonight we'll show you how to run a successful villain campaign.
That's how we roll. 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 That's how we roll.
Welcome to the Goblins Corner. My name is Eric.
And I'm Matt.
And tonight,
we're talking about villain campaign.
That's right. You know, it's fun to run heroes, and it's fun to do these epic quests and be as good as you can be, playing the paladin who drowns in the nearby swamp. Yes, yeah. Of course. But sometimes it's fun to play an evil character.
Sometimes you just want to be the villain that makes more swamps for paladins to drown in.
That's right. Sometimes you just want to step on the paladin's face, push him beneath the waves, and make an undead paladin.
Yeah.
And tonight, we'll show you how.
To be a swamp warlock.
Yeah, the swamp warlock. But before we get to all of that, if you haven't, hit the like and subscribe button. Help us get our show out to more people. And, of course, get notified when more awesome videos come your way.
If you're listening to the show, give us a review on iTunes or Podchaser.
We would like that.
Indeed.
It helps us out. Okay, let's dive in, shall we?
Certainly.
And, of course, this is our Halloween series as well, because why not?
Yeah. That's how you know it's time for evil.
That's when you know it's good. When evil is good. So, Matt, why would we actually play an evil campaign?
Evil campaigns have the potential to be truly interesting, for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Also, a lot of people enjoy looking into the dark or exploring dark themes.
And that's something that doesn't get enough love, I think. Like, really, like, staring into the dark and finding out what stares back at you. People like to explore moral quandaries. People like to add a little bit of dramatic tension, particularly if it's more R-O-L-E than R-O-L-L.
Yes.
And so having a villain or an evil campaign is a great way to explore those dark psyche aspects of humanity or meta-humanity if you're playing some other game, right? Like
100%.
What are some other reasons as well?
It allows your players to influence the underworld or even create some of the big bad evil guys as a path to collaborative world building.
Yes.
You can literally use a campaign to help install the evils in your world.
And we'll go ahead and throw out a real quick idea just for starters, shits and giggles. Make an evil campaign to set up the next campaign where you play the heroes to defeat the evil campaign.
Indeed.
And that's a lot of fun. And then finally,
because villains are cool.
100%. And if you don't believe me that villains are cool, I got two words for you. Darth Vader. Yeah. Right?
Force joke. Two words.
Very good. I love that. That's wonderful. So let's talk about building an evil campaign. Now, I'm going to go ahead and say this is not for everyone.
It's not.
And we have some primers for you before you even talk about doing an evil campaign. What's the first thing we would recommend, Matt?
We recommend this for every campaign, but for villain campaigns, session zeros are a must.
Yes, session zero this, you have to establish boundaries.
Yes.
And look, I'll give you a good example of this. For those of you who've never done a session zero and you maybe are hesitant about running a session zero, let's just use this hypothetical here, okay? Matt, I like movies. Do you like movies?
Some, yeah.
Okay, let's say I'm going to invite you over to watch a monster movie. We're going to watch some Godzilla movies, right? That sounds fun, doesn't it?
Yeah, I like Godzilla.
Yeah, and I come over, and instead of Godzilla movies, I'm going to watch Teletubbies with you. And I didn't tell you that we're watching Teletubbies.
Then I will no longer be interested in what is going on.
You probably feel uncomfortable watching Teletubbies. I certainly would be uncomfortable watching Teletubbies. But I also have now done something that is completely unexpected, and it might make you feel weird or make you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, you've breached the agreement that we had.
Exactly. Now, if I had said this ahead of time, you could then express your views on Teletubbies, and we might come to some other agreement. We might watch something else that works for both of us.
Indeed.
Session zeros are similar to that. So don't let your players play Teletubbies, guys. Just
unless everybody wants to.
Unless everybody wants to, yes. Come to an agreement so that everyone feels safe, it's fun for them, and you don't get into any weird dynamics and stuff like that. Don't be an asshole, right? That's really what it comes down to.
And the thing about Session Zero is everybody knows what everybody considers an asshole at the end of the conversation.
Yes. And if you don't understand how to make a Session Zero, that's cool. We actually have that way back. I think it's what, episode 10 or something like that?
Somewhere in there.
Yeah, somewhere in the first stages. We'll have to read.
Might even be 7.
It might.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are some things in terms of setting those boundaries, Matt?
One of the things you're going to need to set up is themes and tone.
Okay. What do we mean by themes and tone?
How dark and how serious is the game going to be? The variety in villain is huge. You've got everything from like Despicable Me, which is technically a villain.
Sure.
Suicide Squad.
Which is a whole group of villains.
Right. Breaking Bad.
Which is
even more villain, right?
Villainous and moral quandaries and such, right?
Everything to the Saw series.
Which is just murder porn.
Right. So that's a pretty huge scale. And it can vary even wider than that. So you're going to want to know where you are in this situation.
In that sliding scale. Right. And not only that, not only do you want to know where you are, because you're going to be telling the story as a DM or as a storyteller if you're playing some other game.
Sure.
You also want your characters to know where they are in this. If they're expecting Despicable Me and you're playing Saw,
it's not okay.
You have some uncomfortable characters, right? What's off limits? Now, that's another important question to ask. And this isn't just for the storyteller. This is also for the characters. So you gather them all together because you want to make sure that everybody knows this is off limits. You know, there's ways to storytell those horrible aspects of being a villain without actually going into the nitty gritty for that.
Right. Your suggestion of, is it mustache twirling evil or are you dealing with like serious for real subjects? I think that's hilarious because
it's true.
Yeah.
If you're dealing with something like assault or worse things than that, then, you know, that people have lived through assault. People have lived through worse things than that, and they get uncomfortable for that. And you don't want to make people uncomfortable.
And you don't want people to relive
traumatic experiences.
Yeah.
So don't do it, right? Yeah. There are ways to handle this. Be an adult is what we're saying.
Yeah. Where's the parachute button?
Yep. If shit gets real, how do we stop the tension? Maybe tone it back down. Everyone comes back because especially if you're playing a role-playing game, things get very dramatic. People get really into their characters. And when you're playing an evil campaign, sometimes you can go to some dark places.
Yeah. So as a way to touch on that, we've got some consent and safety tool options available. There are lots of types of tools to handle safety, everything from starting off with questionnaires.
Which is always a good thing, you know, like, what do you want to do? And this could be informal, or it can literally just be like an online questionnaire.
You've got lines and veils, which are basically hard no's, like we don't touch this subject. And veils are things that you can mention or gloss over. They exist, but they are not explicitly described or brought into line with the characters.
You might allude to it, but you don't directly talk about these subjects.
Exactly.
Okay.
I saw recently somebody uses red, yellow, and green cards because role-playing is role-playing, right? It's acting.
Yeah.
And somebody can appear to be upset, but be perfectly cool with what's going on. And so they just tap their little green card or hold it up just to let people know that everything's cool. The yellow card is, hey, this is veering in a direction that I'm uncomfortable with. And the red card is like, nope, we're washing this scene.
Yeah, let's go to center. Let's maybe back away from that subject or that particular thing.
Exactly. Something else that we do on occasion for a variety of options is fade to black.
Yep.
We do it for romance situations a lot of times, but also if you're torturing somebody for information or nobody needs to sit through that.
Nobody needs to hear the description. You literally just say, and the torturing has begun. Right. We fade to black. You hear screams in the distance. That's it, right?
Yeah.
Maybe not even that. And so you can do it in a way that is thoughtful for people who are sensitive to particular subjects.
Exactly. And you can use some of these, none of these, but find something that works for your table. You guys know your tables better than we do. These are just options that are available.
Absolutely. Now, another thing to consider when you're in the session zero is what is considered evil in your campaign. So I'll give you an example. This can be a literal evil, right? So like the seven deadly sins, right?
Sure.
Don't murder somebody. That's obviously an evil thing. If you're murdering people left and right, that's probably evil. But it can also have the moral gray areas or moral interpretive areas. You're laughing at the don't be murdering people?
No. You mentioned the seven deadly sins, and my head was like, you're going to have an all gigolo campaign. Like, because lust is one of them.
Or an anime. Yeah. There's actually an anime out for that, too.
I know.
Which would be kind of fun. Now, a morally gray area could be something like, maybe I have to kill an entire town to save another town. That's right. Still an evil act. You're killing a whole bunch of people just to save somebody, or saving yourself.
At the very least, you are one town's villain.
Yes. Maybe not this town, but that other town. They don't really like you that much. You might not be able to get a loan out over there. Or maybe you can. You just walk into the bank at that point.
Right.
So think about that. Think about what's evil in your campaign. What are some acts? In a fantasy campaign, for example, raising the dead might be a good act, or it might be an evil act because you're physically bringing a spirit, shoving it back into a body, right?
Sure.
Necromancy is always a fun topic to explore if you're being evil or good. What happens if you make animated creatures, right?
Yeah, if you can't make friends, just make some friends.
That's right. What else should be included in a session zero?
One of the things you're going to probably need to do is justify the relationship between multiple evil characters.
Yes. Why are these folks working together? I'm a bad guy. You're a bad guy. What's to stop me from just murdering you and continuing on my day?
It's a long-standing trope, and arguably with historic backing,
yeah,
that infighting is the reason that evil fails.
A couple of things you could think about is who's leading or what kind of power dynamic is going on in the evil campaign that you're running. Could this be maybe, and I'll just give a couple suggestions, like a magical object that keeps everyone in line?
Mm.
Is there a big bad evil guy kind of in the dark shadowy corner telling your characters to do something? Maybe it is mutual survival.
Sure.
The heroes are out to get him and they have to band together so they don't all get murdered, stronger with as a group than by themselves. These are just a couple of ideas that you can come up with in the session zero to get everybody to play together.
You're a band of escaped criminals.
What a great idea, right? Yeah, some escaped convicts, dude. Yeah. Just trying to live out your life and take over the world.
Sure.
And then finally, Matt, what are we asking for here?
Who are your villains?
What do you mean by that?
Are they just simply murderers, right? Are they bandits or whatever? Are they plotters and schemers?
Ooh.
Are they just liars, cheats, and con artists, right? Like, what if you're running a scam-type campaign?
That's a totally different villain campaign than a bunch of murderers.
Yeah. You're still fleecing innocent people. You're not nice people. You're technically villains.
But there's not that many bodies being just shoved on the side of the road.
Right. Are you part of, speaking of bodies shoved on the side of the road, are you a power-hungry tyrant?
Yeah. Bunch of wizards and such, maybe?
Yeah.
Trying to take over the world.
What if you're monsters, either literally or figuratively?
So that's a real fun villain campaign to play. Either the monster as far as like a psychological thriller, which I haven't seen a lot of really intense games played like that, but I think that would be a really cool recommendation. And of course, just playing a bunch of monsters would be a lot of fun.
That's a good one for having a powerful boss in the corner.
Yeah.
Right? You're all of you.
Go forth and sow chaos now. Have at it. Here's some battle axes and a couple of alchemist fires.
Regardless of how you choose to set it up, right? One of the things you have to keep in mind is there's a difference between villains and just bad guys.
Yes. And the difference is somewhat subtle sometimes, but the biggest thing is villains plan, villains work as a group oftentimes, or at least they have motivation. Right. Bad guys generally just wreck shit.
Yeah.
And you can be the bad guy occasionally as well, but if all you have is a party of bad guys, then the story's not going to go anywhere.
Right.
And so as a storyteller, you have to make sure that you do a little more group wrangling than normal, because I'll give you an example. The villains walk into town and there's a lot of bowing and scraping because they're powerful players, right?
Yeah.
And one of the characters just randomly caps somebody with a crossbow bolt, right?
Sure.
Just
or a gun
or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, that might happen to be the person that you needed to get something from, and now you can't get that, whatever that thing is, right? That MacGuffin, that piece of surplus or that bioweapon you're trying to take over the world with. You have to think of those consequences of actions. And so playing just a bunch of bad guys means you're kind of chaotic murder hobos, right?
Absolutely. And you can play a bad guy campaign, but those are better, very short run, like one shots, things like that. And if your group just needs to get some murder hobo out of their system, that's fine.
Let a murder hobo. We could have a murder hobo session.
Right. But if you're going to play a campaign, then at the very least, somebody has to steer this wheel of chaos somewhere.
Yeah. Got to have a little bit of a direction. If you're an off-road vehicle 100% of the time, you're not going to get anywhere except just one,
off-road.
Yeah. Just one crazy thing after another, right?
Wandering around in the wilderness till it burns down around you.
Yep. Now, once you've had your session zero, I recommend have your players do a quick pitch of who their characters are, right? Who their bad guys are, their villains,
yeah.
Why they became a villain, and then what their goals are outside of the party. Because every villain has a motivation. There's a reason they're doing what they're doing.
For those, that sort of thing, you know, motivations, goals, how are they brought up? What if you just come from a family of villains?
That's just part of the employment.
Yeah, it's a family business.
My father was a villain and his father before him was a villain. So villaining is just part of the family tradition.
Exactly.
Maybe you just grew up with bad blood, right?
Sure. You know, I mean, the same things you use for a PC, you're just doing the flip side of them.
Yes.
Just because they're evil doesn't mean they don't have any bonds or ideals or anything like that. In fact, the reason your party could be together is, what if you're just a group of friends that have collectively decided to take over the world?
What a wonderful idea. I would almost say that the bonds and ideals and the flaws and so forth that you would see when you make a player character normally are even more important in a villain campaign, because if you don't have that stuff and you're just playing a normal campaign, well, you tend to be good, right?
Right.
Or at least neutral. And so you're just doing it because you're benefiting society as your character in the game.
Yeah, you feel good.
Yeah, feel good, you know, save the day, right?
Right?
You don't really need any of that other stuff. If you're playing a villain, you really need to have a reason for being bad.
Yeah.
And so those bonds, ideals, flaws, and so forth, all those intricacies about being a complex character come to the forefront. So think about that stuff. Also, just because they're playing together and possibly killing each other, it's important that everyone has an idea of what the other's characters are.
Yeah.
Now, when we've talked about session zeros before, we often mention you can do this with the DM side by side, or you can do it in front of all the other players.
Sure.
And I would recommend, and you would recommend,
definitely everybody together. Because from the character side of things, you definitely want everybody on the same page. Some people aren't comfortable talking about their traumas and stuff in front of other people, so you just make a blank list of what is and isn't on the table.
Yeah.
But for the character portion of things, everybody being of at least a similar accord.
They got to gel.
Right. Because if some people don't want a PvP campaign and some people do, that is not a game you should be running.
Yeah. And we're not saying that everyone has to be the same character type.
No.
Or even the same mentality. You can have chaotic evil, lawful evil. You can have just, if you're playing something else, you could have Sith Lords and Grey Jedi and stuff like that working together. It doesn't matter. But what does matter is they have to find a way to work together if you're playing a campaign with them together, even if they're at each other's throats.
Sure.
And if they can't gel, then it's really hard as a storyteller to bring them together for something. And so that's, we're just trying to make your life a little easier here.
Absolutely.
Now let's change gears just a little bit, and we're going to have what, Matt?
The question of the week.
All right. So is it villain related this evening?
It is, in fact.
Excellent.
Since we were talking about creating villains, what event started your character's villain arc?
This is of any character that I have?
Just, or a new character.
Okay. I you know, this is a pet peeve of mine, and I think this would be a fun way to start a villain arc. They were ignored. You know what I hate most of all, and this is just me personally, but I would definitely kind of project that onto the next character I make, is if I'm having a conversation with someone and I'm talking directly at them and they turn around and walk off, there's nothing more infuriating than that. And I would say one too many conversations where he just wasn't listened to turned him bad.
Crack that little part of his brain. Oh, they'll never think of not listening to me again.
They'll listen to me now.
Exactly. They're,
I'll force them to listen to me now. I thought that'd be kind of a fun descent into darkness.
Sure. I like the concept of somebody who was raised in a too good area and witnessed the sanctimonious hypocrisy that can come with either religions or societies or what have you, right? Just seeing all of the things that are taking place around the edges and just realizing that all of this is nonsense and just throwing all of that morality that they were, that was forced on them, away. And they're just trying to figure out where they're at and what they're doing, and screw it, I'm going to do what I want to do in the meantime.
Could be a cool character arc too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a nice, fun descent into darkness as well. What's your descent into darkness if you were to have a character? Hit us up and let us know at Goblins Corner on Twitter. And of course, you can find us on all the social media channels.
Indeed.
All right. Now, we've got our characters. We've got our session zero out of the way. Let's talk a little bit about running the campaign itself. We've got a couple tips and tricks for you, the storyteller, to really kind of bond with your characters, have a fun time running a villain campaign. And Matt, what's something to start us off with?
The concept of roles and role reversal.
Okay.
In a lot of stories, the heroes are reactive and bad guys actually kind of drive the plot because the heroes are hunting down the lich or doing whatever, right?
Yeah, bad guy crops up, starts wrecking stuff. Players have to go fix whatever situation it is. The next monster of the day comes along, the players have to go fix it. So you're saying turn the tables on it.
To some extent, that exact rule remains correct. But the players...
Oh, are the ones that
do
that.
Are the ones that are the bad guys. So they have to drive the story for the world to react to them.
That's really fun. And that's a really interesting thing, because then the players get to come up with schemes every session to further the cause. Now, I would also say it would also be kind of fun if you're the bad guys and you're doing evil in the world, but the good guys now are the proactive ones. They've pushed back the darkness and you have to fight against that. So you could play a reactive villain. I'm being a villain because the good guys are encroaching into my territory or doing something.
Sure.
Doing all these good deeds. Damn it. I've got all these undead for a reason. Why are you slaying them and then raising their corpses? I liked them as skeletons.
Right. Something you can consider is use it to bring cohesion to your group. You can start them off as reactive, but then as they gain power and infamy, they become more proactive. They build towards having the ability to start steering the story themselves.
Yes, or as they gain more, maybe they're more comfortable playing a villain campaign, you can allow them to be more reactive and do more dastardly things as well. And that's always fun, too. This also is a great descent into darkness. Again, if you start them off as just a little bit bad, and then by the end of the campaign, they're really bad.
Right.
That's always a fun character arc to explore. Speaking of, like, making them more powerful in terms of darkness and stuff, think about those power structures. What do we mean by that?
You should expect plotting and scheming against whoever's in charge.
Yes. And this is especially true for the BBEG games, right? When you have a big bad evil guy, maybe as the power structure, they should plot against the bad guy, the Dark Lord.
Yeah.
Because you're evil. Yeah. You want to be the Dark Lord. Screw this guy, right?
Absolutely.
Just because he forged a couple of rings and gave them to some damn dwarves. Look, I may not be a jeweler, but I can at least kill you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he didn't make the rings either. He hired somebody to do it.
He hired somebody else to make the rings. What a show off.
Right.
Fuck this guy. So the players should be plotting and scheming is what
we're
saying.
Daddy's trust fund to become the head villain.
How dare you? Bought your way to the top, did you? Well, I'll show you who's boss.
Time to start embezzling.
Yeah. So let them plot and scheme. You as the DM or the storyteller, You should drive the world's reaction to the players. Speaking of world reactions and consequences and such,
as a DM, you get to play with the consequences of the player's actions. Any campaign needs this, but especially evil campaigns.
Yes.
People play villains to change things. Let them change things.
Yeah, and then see what the changes have wrought, right?
Yep.
Okay, you've destroyed the town. What happens after that? Well, there's no town, so there's no supplies, which means another city's going to be slowly sending some scouts out to see what's going on. And it might mess stuff up if you're going to build a base there.
It's going to be difficult to get goods and services out of the town that you destroyed.
There is also that as well. Don't be afraid to let the players drive the story.
Yeah.
And this is good general advice anyway, but for an evil campaign or a villain campaign,
You got to. Because they're plotting and scheming. They want to see where their plots and schemes go.
Yes. How do their actions affect the world, and how does the world become affected? More specifically, how do the heroes of that world become affected by their actions?
You're going to have a bunch of things that you probably should be thinking about. Reputation and notoriety being a huge one.
And that's, I would say that's one of the biggest ones, because there's a difference between I roll into town and everyone just kind of looks at me funny. Oh, those guys are no good, right? We better watch out for those. Or I walk into town and everyone flees running.
Or I walk into town and the town loves me because I've paid off everybody in town.
Ah, good point. Yeah.
I mean, the cartels have done that in different places throughout the world.
Hey. Made adventure, right?
Exactly.
Could happen, right? I love this one that you wrote. Not all the good guys are dumb, but some are.
It's true. Dudley Do-Right.
Yeah. Lawful stupid.
Yeah. You should have the occasional dumb good guys just charged to their dooms.
Sink in the swamp.
Right. In the same way that it can be fun for heroes to raffle stomp through their way through a couple of encounters here and there, the bad guys should get to feel their power levels rising as well.
Yes. Yeah, you gotta be evil, right? Remember that villains see your players as competition as well. This is a lot of fun as well to kind of lean in as a storyteller. Yeah, you're not the only kids on the block.
Yeah. You're not the only person plotting world domination.
And it might be amusing to play an evil campaign where you're literally killing the other bad guys that technically you're doing good, because if that lich is going to take over the world, but you've decided this one, we got to get this lich before, we can't take over the world when this lich is trying to take over the world.
Exactly.
We got to kill that lich.
And the lich is thinking exactly the same thing.
He's plotting as well, right? He's got his minions and such, and you're sitting there going, well, we got to do a preemptive strike here. That's a fun campaign to play.
Absolutely. Imagine starting an evil campaign, picking off all of the evil in the world.
Mm-hmm.
The world thinks you're heroes, and then just turning on the world at large and just mowing people down.
That's awesome. I love that idea.
Something to keep in mind, though, is good guys get help, right? Friends, neighbors, kings, queens. People like good guys because, well, they're good guys.
They do good stuff.
Villains, you got to go it alone, or you're going to have to hire or recruit people from your local minions and goons union.
Yes. And on that note, remember that minions are only as loyal as their fear or your wealth. You don't pay. Hey, man, when it's payday and you don't pay those minions, you're going to wake up gigged.
Yep. Either that or be smart enough to figure out how to start a cult.
Yes. Well, there you go.
Get you some zealots.
Absolutely. Think about some tone as well. Tone and theme. Check in regularly to make sure everyone's in the same space regarding the style of the game that you're playing. And this, by the way, this isn't just for evil campaigns. This is for every campaign. You should always do a check-in every now and then to make sure people are basically having fun.
Yeah. Don't be afraid to switch gears if your players aren't enjoying their little walk in the dark. You're literally just one conversation away from this becoming a redemption campaign.
Yeah. If they're not having fun playing evil campaign, that's cool. They could go be good again.
Yeah.
Or if they're being good, they could go back to darkness. And that, again, that'd be kind of fun if they just kind of flip-flop back and forth. Hey, look, You don't want to play with the Limas. You just want to do some fun moral quandaries and not have to worry about it. They're just, their actions are their actions.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with playing that kind of campaign, right? If everybody's on board. Now, the most important thing I would say is what?
Make it fun.
Yes. This is, of course, the golden rule. You guys are playing a game. This is a game. I'll say this again. This is a game.
And it should be fun.
And it should be fun. If it's not fun, guess what? Don't play it.
Yeah. One of the ways you can do this for an evil campaign is provide some tension breakers, right? Either some comedic moments or lighthearted moments that keep things, if everything's dark all the time, then there is nothing to make it any different, right?
Yeah, you can't just always go grim dark. Sometimes you got to go grim light. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Ham it up. That's another thing you can do as well. Playing the villain is fun. It's fun to play a villain, right? Whether it's the mustache one or the mustache stealing one. You could be dramatic with this. And players love to play dramatic roles, or melodramatic, which is even more fun. Yeah. You'll never get me alive, copper.
Exactly.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that, right? That's fun.
Yeah. And technically evil, but once again, on the amusing side of evil. And there's nothing wrong with a comedic villain campaign. If it's fun, it's fun. You're doing it right.
Get a little Keystone Cops action going on. Fun.
One of the things you can do to make it fun is consider some environmental effects. You know, play some music. And for this, you get to change your normal heroic score into something a little more dark and dramatic.
Break out that sinister soundtrack.
Yeah.
It'll be a lot of fun. I would say having them do side quests to further their infamy would be also a really fun thing to do in a villain campaign. What kind of villainous side quest could you come up with?
And make a ghost town.
Make a ghost town?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just disappear everybody in the town.
I mean, I played an evil necromancer in our evil campaign that time, and I hid treasure maps all over town and then buried a bunch of undead to the treasure maps. And so people would go, oh, look, it's buried treasure. And then there's a ghoul that pops up and turns him into another ghoul.
Exactly.
That's a lot of fun for me.
I made a literal ghost town because I summoned a shadow.
You, in fact,
made a bunch of shadows.
Go make more shadows. Okay. And it just did. Yeah. So think about some fun side quests to further their infamy, further their reputation, and so forth.
Something else you should consider is have them make some dark pacts. Have them make some custom spells.
Give them that base in the active volcano with the sharks with freaking laser beams, right? Make it be Dr. Evil.
Yeah. Hit any trope that seems fun and keeps them engaged.
Because, again, if they're having fun, then it's fun. It's a good game. Finally, we've got some story ideas that we think are pretty awesome. If you want to run a villain campaign, use some of these ideas.
Yeah. Run a Suicide Squad style story. Dirty Dozen did it. I mean, honestly, Rogue One was kind of close.
Yeah, the Suicide Squad movie did it.
Exactly.
You know, throw something on their arms and legs or around their head so their head explodes if they don't work together. That gives them a really easy reason to be a team.
Yeah.
Possibly all die.
Sure.
Which is fun. There's the concept of fortune and glory, right? The just a campaign where I'm going to be infamous.
Yes.
And that's a fun, very generic idea to just run.
Yeah. Gunslingers used to do it.
Yeah.
They literally would just build infamy.
That would be a fun Deadlands campaign to play.
Indeed. Pirates. Dread pirates. I will become the most feared captain in all of the sea.
Yep. It's written on the tin, right?
Yep.
Dastardly deeds, heinous crimes. What do we mean by that? Very simple. I'm going to go out and do some dastardly deeds. I'm going to do some terrible crimes. This is more of a, this is probably more side quest than overall campaign, but maybe you want to be known as the greatest criminal in the world.
Sure.
Well, there you go. You could do that.
And if you want to make it dastardly and crimes, steal religious relics and stuff that's really important to people.
Stole my leg. Dungeon keeper. Yeah. Now, this one puts two of the things that I love, being dastardly and having a lair. I love lair campaigns because I love the concept of players building their own base.
Yeah.
Your creatures need a bigger lair.
It's payday.
It is payday.
Send a monster to fight a monster.
Yes.
going towards that whole the lich is trying to take over the world thing.
Or Silence of the Lambs style.
Yeah.
If you want to go a little more thriller and stuff like that. Dark Revenge, we already talked about that a little bit. You know, just the idea of revenge. And then, of course, you know, this isn't limited fantasy. Dark Jedi. Maybe play a group of Sith.
Yeah. Or a Sith. A crime lord, right? Like,
oh, like a yeah, like a bounty hunter?
Yeah, an Sith. Adventuring campaign of evil.
That would be great. That'd be awesome, right? Speaking of criminals.
This is a game that I've wanted to play for a while. Building a criminal underworld.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just, there's a power vacuum there. If there's not one already, then clearly you should start one.
Yes. You put down the birth of a megacorp, so a little Shadowrun action or Cyberpunk 2077. What a wonderful idea. I'm going to form a megacorp. Start out small, right?
Yep.
Very similar
hostile
to
the takeovers.
Pretty much the same as a criminal underworld, if you think about it.
Yeah, it's just a criminal overworld.
Oh, very good. Yes.
Minions and Goons Union. Imagine, if you will, you are playing, you start off as literally people who rent out to villains, to high-end villains, and do jobs for them. Until you're powerful enough to become the villains that hire people.
You're basically Shadowrunners.
Yeah.
But or mercenaries. You're mercenaries for hire. That's a cool way to play a villain campaign. I love that. Own laws and rules and stuff like that, too, if you want.
And you can, the thing about that is, like, you can go full comedy with that one. Like, union breaks and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it could be a lot
of
fun.
You're in the middle of a firefight and... the clock rings. It's time to punch out. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Yeah. Wait, you're in the middle of a battle. Yeah, but
is this mandatory overtime? Is that what you're trying to do here?
Yeah, because, you know.
Let me show you the contract.
That would be great. Necromancers United. This is a great idea. Everybody plays a bunch of necromancers. Make your own friends.
Yeah, you're just trying to make a necro world.
Yeah, you know, just trying to have that thing going on.
Illuminati and shadow politics. Like, you're playing a... fully
evil intrigue.
Yeah, it's so much intrigue that can be a lot of fun.
And if you haven't seen our intrigue episode, go check it out.
I like a good classic world domination story.
Yes, Pinky and the Brain style. Yeah,
just take over the world.
Absolutely. I love this idea. Anarchy or Fight Club, kind of tearing down the corporate structure and such.
Yeah.
That'd be an interesting villain campaign to play. Kind of revolution-ish.
It is, but not to install a new government, but you're just literally there to wrecking ball all the power structures that exist.
Bruce, some people want to watch the world burn.
Indeed.
Yeah.
We mentioned this one earlier, the BBEG building campaign.
Yeah. You're just going to make a big, bad, evil guy? Maybe it's you. And then finally, let's summon an elder evil. Let's just end the world, right?
Instead of going through and mowing down cultists, you are the cultists.
Yes. That's a lot of fun. And everything blows up. So there you have it. A couple Session Zero ideas to have your characters create some villains, a couple of primers to work on the villain campaign, and of course, some ideas and inspiration to make your own successful villain campaign.
Indeed.
It's a lot of fun, guys. Try it out.
We enjoy it.
Yes, we do enjoy it. Any questions or comments, hit us up at Goblins Corner on Twitter. And of course, you can find us on all the social media channels.
Indeed.
Do you enjoy our show? Subscribe to the podcast on your favorite player, YouTube, and Twitch.
Click the 5 stars. Give us a review on iTunes and Podchaser. And on YouTube, hit the like and subscribe button. It helps get our show in front of more people. And it feeds the hungry algorithm.
Which is the villain.
Indeed.
The algorithm is
straight
the
up,
villain.
Yeah. No, that's correct.
Yeah, no fucking around there. That's all the time we have for tonight. Once again, my name is Eric.
And I'm Matt.
We'll see you next time.
Good night, folks.
The Goblins Corner has been written and produced by Eric Holden
and Matt Staples.
D20 did our music.
And this is, in fact, a Subterranean production.
Your voice is so low.